Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is March 24th. Today is the first day of this week's Come Follow Me block, which is super different than the other Come Follow Me blocks that we've had this year, because instead of being given a specific set of scriptures to study in the Book of Mormon, we've been given the topic of Easter, which I absolutely love. So this week, instead of going through the Book of Mormon, I'm going to talk about some of my favorite scriptures, quotes from the living prophets and apostles, and talks about Jesus Christ, his life, his atonement, and his victorious resurrection. I feel like oftentimes Christmas gets all the glory when it comes to celebrating the Savior. But if it weren't for Easter, if it weren't for the atonement, and if it weren't for the resurrection, then that babe in Bethlehem would have been just any other birth. It's because Jesus Christ lived a sinless life, because he atoned for us, and because he rose again and lives today, that birth of the babe in Bethlehem means everything to us. More than anything, my friends, I want you to know that I know that Jesus Christ lives. And what a special thing that is, that we don't worship a God who is disinterested or a God who isn't involved. We worship a living God. We believe in a living Christ who can lead and guide and direct the church, yes, but can also lead and guide and direct us and our lives. He is interested. He loves us. He cares about us. And I know it. And I'm excited this week to be able to share some of the verses and quotes that have borne upon my soul the truthfulness and the reality of Jesus Christ. So as I was thinking about Easter, and as I was thinking about things that I wanted to share and things that I know, I thought about the document, The Living Christ, and how important and special that is that we believe that. So today, I want to play that for you. And as I do, I'd really like you to pay attention to what it is actually saying, and what it means to you in your life that you believe in a living Christ. So I'm going to play that for you now.
As we commemorate the birth of Jesus Christ 2 millennia ago, we offer our testimony of the reality of his matchless life and the infinite virtue of his great atoning sacrifice.
None other has had so profound an influence upon all who have lived and will yet live upon the earth. He was the great Jehovah of the Old Testament, the Messiah of the New.
Under the direction of his Father, he was the creator of the earth.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
Though sinless, he was baptized to fulfill all righteousness.
He went about doing good, yet was despised for it.
His gospel was a message of peace and goodwill.
He walked the roads of Palestine, healing the sick, causing the blind to see, and raising the dead.
He taught the truths of eternity, the reality of our premortal existence, the purpose of our life on earth, and the potential for the sons and daughters of God in the life to come.
He instituted the sacrament as a reminder of his great atoning sacrifice.
He was arrested and condemned on spurious charges, convicted to satisfy a mob, and sentenced to die on Calvary's cross.
He gave his life to atone for the sins of all mankind.
His was a great vicarious gift in behalf of all who would ever live upon the earth.
We solemnly testify that his life, which is central to all human history, neither began in Bethlehem nor concluded on Calvary.
He was the firstborn of the Father, the only begotten Son in the flesh, the Redeemer of the world.
He rose from the grave to become the firstfruits of them that slept.
As risen Lord, he visited among those he had loved in life.
He also ministered among his other sheep in ancient America.
In the modern world, he and his father appeared to the boy Joseph Smith, ushering in the long-promised dispensation of the fullness of times.
Of the living Christ, the prophet Joseph wrote, "His eyes were as a flame of fire. The hair of his head was white like the pure snow. His countenance shone above the brightness of the sun. And his voice was as the sound of the rushing of great waters, even the voice of Jehovah, saying,
I am the first and the last. I am he who liveth. I am he who was slain. I am your advocate with the Father."
Of him the prophet also declared, "And now, after the many testimonies which have been given of him, this is the testimony, last of all, which we give of him, that he lives.
For we saw him, even on the right hand of God, and we heard the voice bearing record that he is the only begotten of the Father.
That by him and through him and of him the worlds are and were created.
We declare in words of solemnity that his priesthood and his church have been restored upon the earth.
Built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone.
We testify that he will someday return to earth.
And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
He will rule as King of kings and reign as Lord of lords, and every knee shall bend and every tongue shall speak in worship before him.
Each of us will stand to be judged of him according to our works and the desires of our hearts.
We bear testimony as sons and daughters of God that Jesus is the living Christ, the immortal Son of God.
He is the great King Emmanuel, who stands today on the right hand of his Father.
He is the light, the life, and the hope of the world. His way is the path that leads to happiness in this life and eternal life in the world to come.
God be thanked for the matchless gift of his divine Son.
What a gift and a blessing it is that Christ lives. And because he lives, we will live. A couple of things in The Living Christ really stood out to me this time as I studied it. The first is in the very first paragraph where it says, "None other has had so profound an influence upon all who have lived and will yet live on the earth. He gave his life to atone for the sins of all mankind. He was a great vicarious gift in behalf of all who would ever live upon the earth. We solemnly testify that his life, which was central to all human history, neither began in Bethlehem nor concluded on Calvary." I absolutely love this, because here in The Living Christ, it makes it clear that Jesus Christ is the Savior for all mankind. Those who believe in him as well as those who don't. Those who love and honor him as well as those who despise him. Those who preach his name and those who have never even heard it. He is the Savior of all. And he made that sacrifice for all so that he could do what he said in 2 Nephi 26:33, where it says, "He inviteth them to come unto him and partake of his goodness. And he denieth none that come unto him, black and white, bond and free, male and female. And he remembereth the heathen, and all are alike unto God." He is the Savior of all. Elder Uchtdorf once said, "On Easter Sunday, we celebrate the most long-awaited and glorious event in the history of the world. It is the day that changed everything. On that day, my life changed. Your life changed. The destiny of all God's children changed." My friends, I testify that the atonement of Jesus Christ was the great vicarious sacrifice for all mankind. He loves all, and he is aware of all, because he is a living Christ.